way, you know, Corazon Latino.
Thanks so much, Jumande.
Gracias.
Is it actually raining out right now?
Not yet, but it should throughout the day.
All right. Nancy felt some rain on her way in on the bike.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And what season are we in anyway?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We're somewhere between October and March.
October, June-ish?
October, June.
A very bad June.
Oh, boy. Well, thanks again, Jumande, and we'll see you next time.
I'll be back.
Okay. Ciao. Well, it is the top of the hour, or our second hour here in Corazon Latino. And we have an interview coming up in about 10, 11 minutes with Juan Diaz. And he'll be coming to the Twin Cities, to the Springboard for the Arts in St. Paul, to do a corrido workshop on Saturday, December 12th, this coming Saturday from 10 to 12 in the morning. And to get ready for this interview, and we'll have him talking more about that, right, Carla? Yeah,
claro.
Should we start out this hour with some corridos? Tell us briefly, what's a corrido? And then let's hear
Okay, un corrido. Okay, so it's corridos are they're quatrains, and they're a ballad form, and they are topical ballads, meaning they talk about...
Are they from Mexico or from the border or from Texas?
They are from Mexico, but they evolved from the romances from Spain, which are all the same thing, like quatrains that talk about topical events. There are a lot of romances, for example, in the Spanish Civil War, but they've been around since medieval times. So anyway, they came to Mexico with the Spaniards, and then actually it looks like the word corrido came about because the Mexicans adopted this way of singing romances. Romance corrido, meaning they'd sing it all the way through and fast.
Uh-huh.
So hence, corrido.
And that's how they're sung, too.
That's how they're sung. So anyway, the first tune I'm going to play for you is Delgadina, which actually is... You hear it a lot in the border, but it actually came from Spain. Delgadina is a young girl whose father is making weird advances on her. And it's a tragedy.
It's a tragedy. It's a very well-known, famous corrido.
It's very well-known, but it was also a romance, so I think of it as a missing link. So let's do Delgadina first, and then I've got some other ones.
All righty, here we go. You're listening to Corazon Latino, and here are some corridos.
Con el demonio. programming on KFAI is supported by UCARE, proud to offer coordinated care and health coverage for Minnesotans with disabilities. For more than 30 years, UCARE has worked to help people of all abilities to receive primary health care. More information at ucare.org.
Well, here we are back in Corazón Latino. We're in la parte de las corridas.
Los corridos.
Wow.
Las corridas son para los toros.
Los toros. What a bad mistake. Yeah, I was distracted.
People do
Excuse me. Yeah. So that was Delgadina, a real classic. And now we're going to hear, who are we going to hear from now, Carla?
Bueno, vamos a escuchar Benjamín Argumedo, que son los clásicos, corridos clásicos de la Revolución Mexicana, interpretada por los Pingüinos del Norte.
Thank you. En el condado del Carmen, miren lo que ha sucedido. Murió el sheriff mayor, quedando Román herido. Otro día por la mañana, cuando la gente llegó, unos a los otros dicen, no saben quién lo mató. Anduvieron informando, como tres horas después supieron que el malhechor era Gregorio Cortés. Insultaron a Cortés por toditito el estado, vivo o muerto que se aprenda, porque a varios ha matado. Decía Gregorio Cortés con la pistola en la mano, no siento haberlo matado, al que siento es a mi hermano. Decía Gregorio Cortés con su alma muy encendida, síganme rinches cobardes, la defensa es permitida. Gregorio le dice a Juan, muy pronto lo vas a ver, anda y dile a los sherifes que me vengan a prender. Decían los americanos, si lo vemos, ¿qué le hacemos? Si le entramos por derecho, muy poquitos volveremos. Agarraron a Cortés, ya terminó la cuestión, la pobre de su familia la lleva en el corazón.
Más corridos aquí en Corazón Latino. What did we just hear, Carla?
We just heard El Corrido de Gregorio Cortés, which is one of the most famous border ballads about a border hero that ended up shooting a sheriff because he was disrespecting people. Actually, it was about an interpreting mistake.
Yeah, because the border guard asked him about his horse, and he said, is this a caballo? And he said, no, esta es una yegua. I remember
exactly.
That line.
Yeah, he said, is this a horse? He said, no, it's a mare. Yeah.
Anyway,
it's a classic and a true story and a really gorgeous corrido by Ramón Ayala y sus Bravos del Norte.
So we're in the corrido section of the show. Hope to be having an interview coming up soon with Juan Diaz, who will be giving a corrido workshop at Springboard for the Arts. And it's basically how to write a corrido in storytelling. So it's going to be beautiful, translated into the modern genre of writing.
I'm taking it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
I hope to make it too. We'll see if I do. I have a message for you, and we'll be right back con más corridos.
Chequeos de adolescentes y niños del condado de Hennepin pueden ayudarle a mantener a su familia sana en el primer lugar de su lista. Los niños menores de 2 años con medical assistance o medical care pueden obtener exámenes médicos, dentales y otros exámenes de salud. Los chequeos regulares pueden ayudar a detectar y tratar los problemas de salud a tiempo. Encontrará más información sobre chequeos de adolescentes y niños del condado de Hennepin en el 612-348-5131. Los residentes de otros condados pueden recibir ayuda de sus departamentos de salud pública locales del condado.
KFAI is listener-supported radio. Become an active listener by starting or renewing your KFAI membership today. You can contribute online at kfai.org. Thanks for supporting community radio.
Bueno, pues vamos a escuchar primero. Digo, siguiendo Bolas Urienes, La Muerte de Emiliano Zapata, also classic corrido. This is Pámparo Ochoa.
Escuchen, señores, oigan el corrido de un triste acontecimiento. Pues en Chinameca fue muerto a mansalva Zapata, el gran insurrecto. Abril de 1919, en la memoria quedarás del campesino como una mancha en la historia. Campanas de Villayala, porque tocan tan doliente. Es que ya murió Zapata y era Zapata un valiente. El buen Emiliano que amaba a los pobres quiso darles libertad. Por eso los indios de todos los pueblos con él fueron a luchar. De Cuautla hasta Meca, Meca, Matamoros y el Ajusco, con los pelones del viejo don Porfirio se dio gusto. Trinitaria de los Campos, de Las Vegas, de Morelos, si preguntan por Zapata di que ya se fue a los cielos. Le dice Zapata a don Pancho Madero cuando ya era gobernante: si no das las tierras, verás a los indios de nuevo entrar al combate. Se enfrentó el señor Madero contra Huerta y a Carranza, pues no le querían cumplir su plan, que era el plan de Ayala. Corre, corre, conejito, cuéntales a tus hermanos, ya murió el señor Zapata, el coco de los tiranos. Don Pablo González ordena a Guajardo que le finja un rendimiento, y al jefe Zapata disparan sus armas al llegar al campamento. Guajardo dice a Zapata: me le rindo con mi tropa, en Chinameca lo espero, tomaremos una copa. Arroyito revoltoso, ¿qué te dijo aquel clavel? Dice que no ha muerto el jefe, que Zapata de volver. Abraza a Emiliano al felón Guajardo en prueba de su amistad, sin pensar el pobre que aquel pretoriano lo iba a sacrificar. Y tranquilo se dirige a la hacienda con su escolta. Los traidores le disparan por la espalda, quema ropa. Jilguerito mañanero de las cumbres soberano, mira en qué forma tan triste última.
Buenos días y bienvenido, Juan, a Corazón Latino. Juan Díaz.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hola, Juan. Bien, habla Carla. El nombre de tu grupo es Sones de México, ¿verdad? Basado en Chicago, ¿no?
Así es.
Yes. And we've seen your group here, and they're wonderful. Your group is reminds me a little of the Folkloristas in that you avidly look for.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, you're the kind of the successor group. I see that you. You both collect and perform old traditional things, and you do some new things too. But
¿cómo se llama este grupo?
Se llama, lo acabo de decir, Sones de México.
Sones de México, claro.
Sones de México Ensemble, sí.
Yes.
Wow.
So, One, I did a study on corridos when I lived in Texas and border corridos, so I'm pretty familiar with them. And I was telling the radio audience that they come through the Spaniards, the romance, and evolved the corrido. And continue to be written even now. Like I found one today when I was looking about the second escape of El Chapo Guzman. I mean, there, you know, something happens, there's a corrido about it. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes. It's a very much, it's a tradition that's very much alive.
And you guys perform corridos. In fact, you have a CD of them, I think, Revolutionary Corridos, correct?
Well, we have music from the revolution. They're not all corridos. I think we have two corridos in there.
Okay.
But we also have some polkas, and we have other marches and other works from not all of them are corridos.
No.
In order to be a corrido, there has to be certain
certain
characteristics.
Four lines, yeah, and what else? Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, corridos are hero tales. They're songs that that highlight the heroic qualities or the of a person, sometimes an animal, or sometimes a place, but most of the time it would be a person. And this is usually an anti-hero. It's sometimes an outlaw, or someone who's defiant of certain force against him or her. So you have many of the corridos are tragic. So our hero, after defying whatever power they're fighting against, they end up in the losing end of the battle. So they die. So when you see a song called Heraclio Bernal, or Valente Quintero, or Benjamin Argumedo, or Rosita Alvarez, you know that person's going to die.
By the way, we just played Benjamin Argumedo not too long ago. Then, of course, you have some of the homage ones, too, like the Kennedy corridos, for example, after JFK. And I found a corrido, by the way, of Barack Obama, believe it or not. But I'm sure you know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, those would fall in their category of just honoring someone.
Yeah.
For example, if you heard a corrido about Chapo Guzman, you know, we know he probably has not died, but they're just...
Exactly.
You know, admiring his defiant qualities, you know.
So Juan, go ahead, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, the corridos are hard to pin down. For a long time, they were tragic tales, and they would also always end up in the hero's death. But this narco corrido now has changed the rules of the game a little bit. They have emphasized more of the heroic qualities of corridos, and now the characters of the corrido come out triumphant in the end, and they many of these new corridos do not have a narrative element to it either. They don't tell a story from beginning to end. They just praise a person, and that's it. No, there is no narrative.
Okay.
Now I'll be teaching. I'm visiting St. Paul this weekend.
I'm
in Chicago now, and I'll be driving up to St. Paul this weekend because the National Endowment for the Arts sponsored a national tour for me to teach corrido songwriting.
So Juan, how do you teach that? I mean, like, you know, corridos seem to kind of be in the air in Mexico. You learn them growing up. You hear them. How do you teach? How do you go about teaching corridos? I'll be there, by the way. But I want you to tell our audience.
Oh yes. Well, in this workshop, it's a 2-hour workshop. We spend the first hour just looking at the history and the background of corridos, and I really like to take it all the way back to the very beginnings of literature of historical literature back to the Iliad,
yes,
back in the Greek times. Some of the first pieces of literature in humanity were written in verse, and they were narrative tragic tales.
Exactly.
When we go to the very beginnings of the Hispanic literature in the year 1000 of this era, El Cid, mm-hmm. Campeador, was one of the first pieces of literature in the Spanish language, and it was also a tragic ballad in written
yes,
in verse.
Yes, an epic poem.
The romance followed, of mm-hmm. course, and then in Mexico it transforms itself, and it becomes this really a story about regular people. It's not no longer talking about semi-gods or nobility. It's now talking about regular guys, you know, just doing extraordinary things and challenging forces bigger than their own. So it's a really interesting, you know, transformation. But nowadays, it is not a genre that's under any peril of disappearing. It's one of the most popular popular song forms in Mexico right now.
Yes, witness the narco.
A group like mm-hmm. Los Tigres del Norte, they do a concert. Most of what the music they do is corridos, and they, you know, they sell thousands of tickets everywhere they go.
And
very
so
popular the corridos.
And your workshop, you're going to give the history and and then the second
so
hour,
the
what
second
you're going to do.
Yeah, we look at, you know, we learn more about the poetic rules for the corridos. Corridos are typically written in eight-syllable verses that rhyme as A, B, C, B. So we look at the rules of poetry. I was able to develop a system for teaching the corrido workshop in English or in Spanish. I know we don't hear about corridos in English very much because there aren't any, but I figure that if you can do Japanese haikus in English, why can't you do corridos in English too?
I agree with
you,
boy.
But it opens an opportunity for like non-Spanish speakers to participate and learn a little bit about this tradition. So we certainly do it in Spanish, and many cities we have done it in Spanish. On this occasion, we're going to do it in English because most of the attendees at the workshop seem to be more proficient in English. So we'll
do
this
you know,
in English.
Juan, I think we should remind people where this is going to be at this moment. This coming Saturday, December 12th at 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. noon at Springboard for the Arts, 308 Prince Street in St. Paul, Minnesota. So,
right downtown St. Paul.
It's free admission.
It's free, yes.
And,
yeah.
Okay, well, it's really interesting. And, of course, there is a whole tradition of English ballads, too. So I love it that you're bringing all that together.
Absolutely. Very interesting. You know, I've traveled around the U.S. I have you know, run across American folk music, in particular the Appalachian murder ballads.
I was just thinking about those.
That are very much, you know, the American counterpart of corridos. You know,
yes.
not as popular as corridos, but certainly they have the same, you know, tragic feel to them.
Well, and that's really true. I'm fascinated by all this stuff. I would love to talk to you for hours, and hopefully I'll do that on Saturday. But
we're really looking forward to Saturday.
Anything else you want to tell our public? One last thing that everybody should know about corridos?
And why they should be there?
Well, it's going to be fun. We're going to have fun. We are going to write a corrido in the class. So by the end of the workshop, we will have a original corrido written by the group. And we'll sing it together, and we're going to add it to 24 other corridos that we have written with similar groups around the country. So
I love that. I'll be
to
there.
Everybody.
Are you bringing the musicians, Juan?
What's it?
Are you bringing the musicians?
I'm bringing one musician myself.
Oh, wonderful.
That's all we need.
You're a guitar player.
Guitar.
Okay.
I'm the founder of Sones de Mexico Ensemble, so
muy
I'll
bien.
Be there to accompany
bien.
You guys
all right.
as we sing our corrido.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Juan. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you so much
for
calling us from Chicago. And it's nice to hear you're touring the country with this and spreading the word on corridos, because I think it is a song form, as you said, that is not in peril of disappearing, and it's very important. So this is how history is told and passed on verbally, orally, and with song. So Looking forward to Saturday. Muchísimas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
And yeah, me too. Nos vemos allí el sábado.
Perfecto.
In St. Paul. Okay. Chao, chao.
Yeah, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.